an idiot that has just come onto the pitch and went straight for Jack Grealish. And that moron will hopefully not be seeing any more of the rest of the day, because he will be inside a police cell. Absolute stupidity. There will be action taken by the football authorities in the aftermath of that.
Yeah, there will be action taken. There's a little bit of what was one of the worst things that I've seen on a sporting field ever. And unfortunately, it was completely out of the athlete's control. It was one moron, one idiot, as you heard there in the commentary, who for whatever reason decided to enter the playing field and hit Aston Villa's Jack Grealish in the side of the face. The worst part about it was he wasn't even looking at the time. There have been consequences from it, and this is a story that's made the news around the world. Victoria Bourne from TalkSport in the UK has been good enough to jump on the line and have a chat to us and just give us a bit of reaction for how this has gone down in England. Victoria, thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate it.
That's absolutely fine. So what's happened since then? It was a really, really busy 24 hours. So the Birmingham Derby was on the Sunday. The guy was arrested immediately. He was stopped by the stewards immediately after this incident happened. He completely blindsided Jack Grealish. Yeah. And then Monday morning here, he went to court. He admitted going onto the pitch, invading it, and he also admitted assault. So less than 24 hours after it all happened, he was jailed. He's now serving 14 weeks in prison. He's got to pay out £100 to Jack Grealish for the pain, discomfort and shock caused by the assault. That's what the magistrate said. And he's also been banned from going to any football matches for a decade. And, you know, we've been talking about it constantly here because that's all we talk about, football. And it's made all of the back pages here as well. So, you know, there's a lot of fallout from this. I can read you some of the headlines. So one of our papers, The Express, quoted Grealish himself, who said he was lucky that this bloke, Paul Mitchell, wasn't armed. And the Daily Mail, a big paper over here, called it a cop-out and has reported on the calls to get more police into football grounds. Well, the Mirror had the headline, Enough is Enough, and says that the Football Association is pledging to get tough on thugs.
Victoria, what's the reaction been like to the punishments that have been handed down?
So it's a mixed reaction. It depends on whether you're a football pro or an outspoken football commentator. So, we've had former players and our own presenters who've said that, you know, this isn't really enough. Whereas we've also spoken to barristers who've actually said, you know, this 14-week sentence is wholly appropriate, and it actually sends out a message, to other football fans not to do the same thing. Mm. What's interesting is that on the same day in the Premier League, during the Arsenal-Manchester United match, there was another incident of a fan making their way onto the pitch, and United defender Chris Smalling, he appeared to be shoved. Yeah. And somebody else has also been charged over that incident as well.
Now, this person, that's probably the nicest thing I can say. His name is Paul. His name is Paul Mitchell. He's 27 years old. He's admitted and pleaded guilty. Has he given any indication as to why he did what he did?
Well, apparently he just went on the pitch initially just to have a bit of a laugh. Then clearly he changed his mind. He went up to Grealish, punched him from behind, which is just ridiculous. It's from behind. He didn't even see him coming. And then when he was led off by police, he said something to the effect of, because I can't actually say what he told the police on the radio, but he said he'd never liked Grealish. But, you know, since he's, you know, found himself potentially going to prison, during the court hearing before he was sentenced, you know, his defence solicitor said he doesn't want to justify his behaviour at all, but he knows he's brought shame upon himself and his family, who have actually been forced to leave Birmingham because they've been, you know, receiving threats online. And, you know, he's apologised to Aston Villa since this and Jack himself. And he's, you know, he's admitted it's terrible behaviour. And apparently he can't explain what came over to him, but he is remorseful.
Am I right in saying that he was a season ticket holder for somewhere around 20 and has been for a long time? Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. He was a Birmingham City season ticket holder. And I think you're right in saying it was for a good 20 years. So, yeah, he won't be going to games anytime soon. He's not allowed to go to matches for a decade once he's out of prison.
No, and nor should he be as well. Victoria, I guess one thing that I'm sure that a lot of English fans wouldn't want is the return of fences around stadiums and around the pitch, because so many venues that you've got are so wonderful in that they do give a really close viewing experience for the fans. Has there been any calls for fences to return?
No, not for the kind that we saw, which impacted in the Hillsborough disaster.
Yeah.
A famous case in the UK where, you know, 96 fans died because of a crush in a stadium. So no one is calling for those days. But yesterday on air, there was some discussion. I think it's in Germany, but I might be wrong there. There are like thin nets used where you can barely see them. But people were discussing maybe some measure like that needs to come into place at stadiums to prevent this sort of thing happening. But, you know, I've got a quote from Phil Neville, who's the current England women's boss, and he used to play for England and Manchester United. Yeah. And he says that, you know, drastic action even is needed. And he said maybe through point deductions, by emptying stadiums and making clubs play behind closed doors. But there are also calls for better security. So I don't know whether you're aware of the footballer turned actor Vinnie Jones.
I have read a little bit about it. Just for our listeners, yeah, just give us a brief background if you could.
Yeah, so about 25 years ago, he was a professional footballer, and now he's, you know, he's been in a few films. but he was confronted with a fan 25 years ago with an iron bar,
yep.
Which seems ridiculous. But we spoke to him yesterday, and he was saying, you know, there needs to be improved security. This game is very affluent. There are millions of pounds involved here. And he says, you know, we've got students and young kids with orange and yellow jackets who are acting as stewards. And he told us, you know, he had more security at his wedding, professional security. So maybe that's what needs to happen, getting, you know, these big, burly men to work on the games instead of, you know, younger stewards.
Lastly, Victoria, before I let you go, the world, I always say, has got a wonderful way of helping those who deserve to be helped. Wasn't it nice to see that after all of that, in the second half, it was Jack Grealish who scored?
That's right. It was a really poetic moment. And after the game, he described it as the best moment of his life because he's a Brummie. You know, he's grown up in Birmingham. Yep. He's a lifelong Aston Villa fan. He's recently been made captain. And I think he's shown why. He's been praised for having such a calm response to this incident. You know, when this guy was just getting led off the pitch, he sat there, I think probably just taking it all in because it was such a shock. And, you know, definitely shown why he's captain of Villa.
Yeah, and has handled himself so professionally since then as well. He should be really pleased with the way he's conducted himself. Victoria, thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate you giving us some of the reaction from where you are.
No worries.
Victoria Bourne joining us from Talk Sport. And